By the time I get home, cook dinner, check homework, and do a load of clothes, it's time to get ready for the next day. There's no time for anything else. If there's a better way, please tell me what it is. That's a quote from Suzanne, age 37. Since you're listening to this book, you likely recognize that your current lifestyle of busyness and overwork is taking its toll. You're ready for a break, but unsure of when you can actually have one. Your schedule may sometimes feel like a cycle that never stops repeating itself. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Or perhaps, like I once was, you're a bit in denial. You don't think there's a real problem. As soon as you get through this next crunch period, you insist, all will be well. But when the crunch period ends, for some reason, you're still as busy as ever. All is not well. You're exhausted, and it's time for a change. For years, when people would mention how busy they thought I was, I would insist that it wasn't that bad. I had time for myself. They just didn't understand, I reasoned. But the truth is that I was defensive. And whenever you're defensive about the casual comments people make, there's probably an underlying issue that needs to be addressed. Let's start by defining what I mean by busy. Being busy is different from hurrying, being productive, hardworking, or rushed, although a busy person may be all of those things. Webster's dictionary describes the word busy as follows. The dictionary definition, actively or fully engaged or occupied, busy with her work, a busy man, too busy to eat lunch, the line is busy. The reality of that definition, as in, you're too occupied to have space for anything else in your life. Second dictionary definition, overcrowded or cluttered with detail, a busy painting, a fussy design. The reality of that definition, as in a life that is too cluttered, crowded, and complicated for you to have clarity and calm. The third dictionary definition of busy, intrusive in a meddling or offensive manner, an interfering old woman, bustling about self-importantly, making an officious nuisance of himself, busy about other people's business. The reality, as in fighting unnecessary battles, concerning oneself with things that are not central to your purpose, and allowing others to drain your energy. The fourth dictionary definition, crowded with or characterized by too much activity. A very busy week, a busy life, a busy street, a busy seaport. The reality, as in simply having a great deal on your plate. And the last dictionary definition of busyness, of facilities such as telephones or lavatories, unavailable for use by anyone else, or indicating unavailability. Her line is busy. The lavatory is in use. Kept getting a busy signal. As in, unavailable to the people who matter most, or the opportunities you should take advantage of. So in many ways, being busy is characterized by being unavailable for anything else. Being fully occupied so that there's no room for anything other than that in which you're already engaged. A life that is too busy is overcrowded and overloaded. In an effort to keep up, we often get through our days in overdrive. But that's just the way my life is, you protest. And I don't see how I can live it any differently. All my friends and coworkers are the same way. How can I really be too busy if it's normal? Yes, it's normal, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't change it. If you're not sure if you're really too busy, just check for some of the telltale signs. How many of these describe you? Your breathing is shallow. You never seem to be able to get anywhere on time. You forget things easily. You use your vacations, weekends, or holidays to catch up. Friends or family members complain that you don't have time for them. You no longer...